Hey everybody, it's JL. Very quick announcement to start the show, but I'm excited to announce that Half Blackface, my special, is streaming free on Amazon Prime. So go watch it there, give it a nice review, and share it with friends who like me or like stand-up. That's it. Now let's get to the show.
Hey guys, real quick before we get started, just want to let everybody know this Tuesday on the 30th, 8 p.m. is the live episode. The live episode for all the Perfect Tens. Also, we'll have a bonus video coming before the end of the month, but we will have two bonus episodes for May. Unfortunately, the president had emergency dental surgery, and we cannot get another bonus episode out for this month. So there'll be two for the month of May. Apologies. And again, live episode this Tuesday, the 30th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And now to the show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
Had another really sad, horrible day in court. I can't believe this trial is still going on. I should be camp as you know, I should be campaigning
Should be.
and should be winning votes, kissing babies, sucking titties, the standard presidential sort of schedule during a campaign year, but Sleepy Joe and his black district attorney in New York City. Fat Alvin, hey. They want to destroy me. And it's very sad. And we're going to keep fighting, of course, but it's sad for our country.
Happy Pesach.
Peace stop to you as well. Peace stop is you. We respect it greatly.
It's Passover, Mr. President. I'm sure Ivanka has been celebrating Passover. Tonight's actually the first night of the Seder, and I'm a bad Jew.
Oh, I thought she was holding like she was holding the two the giant crackers.
Yes,
They're
matzah.
big. They're big crack. You see the size of those things? It's like how you put cheese on that. It's like what is this poor Bunyan's crackers? She was holding two of them up, and I thought she was just doing like a strip tease, but I guess she was just offering Monster. That's why they call them Monster because it's like Monster crackers. So hey, let's have some Monster.
It's matzah.
Rella, you put some cheese on it. You put some mozzarella on the monster crackers. That's pretty. I mean, you don't see a lot of. That's more an Italian thing. But do the Italians celebrate paste up?
No, it's Passover is a Jewish holiday.
Okay, well that's okay. We
It's okay.
respect it.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
respect it. Free. Is that why everybody's holding the free Passover signs at Columbia?
No, that's not free Passover. It's Palestine. They're saying free. It's very, very
Isn't it?
different,
Don't
right?
excuse me. Don't you think this is strange? And you might want to clip this because this is going to be strong presidential diplomacy. Don't you think it's crazy that you have one side Jewish, a lot of people named Stein on the Jewish people, and then the other people that hate that are against the Jews are very angry and protesting Palestine, which sounds like they're saying they're the friend of Stein. That could really get you in trouble if you said, "Oh, I'm Jeff Stein. I'm going to the people who say they're pals of mine." Because look, they're right there. They say Palestine, and I go, "Hello, I'm Stein. Are you my friend?" And then they hit you with a sign and put a tent over you and say, "We're protesting."
We put a 10 right over you.
It's very sad. We need to have peace, and as you know, I like peace through strength, which means I would bomb Columbia University right now if I were president, strongly. With
lot,
peace.
lot of, lot of really messed up stuff going on at Columbia University. It's very, very scary.
And did you know the judge? Did you notice the judge who's prosecuting me, really persecuting me? He's Colombian, so he obviously went to that school. He's
Obviously.
Colombian.
Yes.
Colombia's given us radical left protests, a radical judge, and cocaine trafficking. It's really probably the worst place on earth. I think we should. I will, if I were president, we will go to war against Columbia University day one. We will send in the troops and we will bomb it into submission. And I bet Escobar is running things. You know, they think he's dead, but I wouldn't be surprised. You know, Narcos season 7, Columbia University.
Mr. President, I wanted to ask you, now, Passover, you've never spent the time at Ivanka's for Passover and celebrated at the Seder and went through all the songs and the blessings and everything.
No, they've had a Kushner's had a rabbi over there, and he said some nonsense. And I said, "Okay, I'm going to watch TV. Let me know when we're serving the food." And you know what's interesting?
You
And
know
I
when the
hate this.
brisket's being served.
That's exactly right. You know what they hate when I walk over there and just eat normal bread? I just bring a big loaf of bread, and I say, bread, delicious. Enjoy your monster crackers."
Eat a loaf of bread while everybody eats matzah on
There was
Passover?
a, excuse me, there was a movie called Pumping Iron. Have you ever heard of this movie, Pumping Iron, with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
And when he was a good guy and not sort of a woke radical left with donkeys in his kitchen, but he would go behind stage when everybody was carb cutting, and he was so confident and strong, he would taunt the guys by like eating bread before he went out for po because they had all been like, you know, going no carbs for weeks to get shredded. And that's how I look at it when I go into Kushner's house. I just eat bread like Arnold did and watch them eating their stale monster crackers. And I actually asked, I said, "Would you like some monster energy drink with your monster crackers?" And they said, "No, sir. Thank you, Papa-in-law." And I said, "Okay, well, I'm going to be eating bread over here watching the Spice Channel."
Mr. President, I wanted to ask you for the trial. Now, before the jury was selected, there was a rude rumor going on about you, and I just wanted to know if it's true or not, that you were very gassy during one of the days in court and you were farting a lot and stinking up the courtroom. Is that true?
You know, that's what's so. You know, they say I'm nasty and I say foul things and I say inappropriate things. No, I have proper respect. Imagine saying your president is farting in court and thinking that's an okay thing to say. I wasn't fart. I mean, why would I fart? Can you imagine something so stupid? I'm going into a trial and I'm going to fart. That's not going to make anybody like me. No, what I did was I shit in my pants.
What's the purpose of, is that more of a power move?
It's a power, exactly. It's a power move. It says, "I'm going to ruin this for everybody," and I don't do things halfway. I don't do things halfway. A fart is a coward's shit. That's actually one of the family sayings, the Trump family sayings. A fart is a coward's shit. I'm not a coward, Tech. Are you calling me a coward? I will sit in court and take a big dump and let it squish in my pants.
Before you fart.
No, there's no fart.
You've
There's no
never farted?
appetizer here. There's no appetite. Would you like any starters? No, I wouldn't like a starter. Get me to the main course.
So you've never farted before every time you heard a fart, you just forced out a shit.
I just shit.
Amazing.
Well, thank you. At least somebody recognizes the strong strength that that takes.
So there was opening statements today. I wanted to ask you, how do you think it went?
Well, sadly, I told my lawyers that I wanted to give my opening statement, and they wouldn't let. They said, "Well, we counsel you, sir, not to do that." And I said, and then they gave theirs, and it was okay. It wasn't terrible. I don't think it was as good as, my backup plan was to have Alina Habba Habba, sort of grind on some of the male jurors while doing her opening statement. You know, her opening statement would have been her opening her legs, Basic Instinct style. All you have to do is get one male juror to say, "Nope, not guilty," and we have our strong hung jury.
Wanted to ask you about the jury. Have you gotten to know anyone on the jury? By the looks of them, what are your thoughts? How
Well,
is
we know
picking the
where
jury?
all the ones that have kids.